Hello, hello, hello. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Welcome. I'd like to give you a mighty warm welcome to Athens, Greece. I'm outside here. It's getting a little bit chilly, but I'd like to give you a hello. This is your host with the most from the West Coast, your man, the myth, the legend, the legendary MJ. You know, we're talking about greatness tonight, beautiful people, because we feel great. And we want to spread that energy out and let it reverberate through the universe. Because everything that's happening tonight is exactly the way it's supposed to be. Tonight's Jewel Gem Hymn of the Day, beautiful people, is about energy. Energy, beautiful people. And we're going to talk about powering up your spirit man. Powering up your spirit man. Your spirit man or your spirit woman could be looked at your soul or your spirit, that beautiful energy inside you that reverberates through the rest of the world and is a gift from God and connects you to the universe in its entirety. You are a spiritual being. You're being housed by a temple or a vehicle. The vehicle is your car, which is your body, because it gets you place to place. It moves you in the directions that your mind tells you you want to go. Your mind is the engine that drives the car, but beyond your mind is something oh so powerful, which is your spirit, and it has a special type of energy. And we want to talk about today powering up your spirit man or woman and using your energy to energize it. My buddy that I met out here in Athens, Greece, his name is Walter Preston. He has the same name as my uncle, which is the baby brother of my father and his family. There's Rodney, Walter, Fred, and Barry. My dad is named Fred. My name is MJ. And my uncle, that's Walter, reminds me always of his Gregorius energy. But my boy Walter Preston tells me, he says, MJ, I read a book. And Walter's a Greek historian. He lives out here in Athens and, you know, gives phenomenal tours as a historian, so the people that get his tours are truly blessed because they get a lot of solid information. He's been living here for about 10 years, but I digress. Walter told me, MJ, I read this book and it talked about the inner man, the outer man, and the innermost man. So the outer man, let's call that our physical bodies. Our inner man can be our heart, and our innermost man is our spirit, which is combines everything. You know, the rest are the flesh, but these are pretty powerful things you got going on. But we're going to talk about, I want you to think about, beautiful people, what do you consume on a day-to-day basis? What do you allow to pass through your gates? And we're going to call your gates your ears, your eyes, your mind, your mouth. So what do you put in your body? What do you feed your body? Because whatever you feed in your body, and we're talking about heart, mind, and body, whatever you feed those things, whether it be good or bad energy, your soul is impacted by that. Your whole body that powers your exceptional reality is impacted that. So we want to put some good nourishment in your body. We want to treat you like flowers here on. We're going to plant you in some good soil, and we're going to grow you from, you know, the smallest possible seed that you can think of into something magnificent, sort of like Jack and the Beanstalk planted a bean in the ground, and this magical, mythical energy, which you are, which has been created by God and manifested in physical form, you're ready to do your thing. So today, as we talk about energy and we keep you focused on being powered up and inspired and motivated and encouraged, you power up your spirit, man, by doing simple things like meditating, praying, surrounding yourself with your passion and things that you're excited about. Be around things that genuinely make you happy, make you laugh, and that you know are of good, and make other people feel good. If it's going outside, if it's staring at the ocean, at the beach, if it's playing with your dog or your cat or your kid, or hugging your wife or your spouse or your friends and telling somebody you love them, if it's staring at the sun, getting some of that good positive energy, that vitamin C, or going to the forest and dancing around and hugging trees, do whatever you do that makes you feel happy inside. This is your host with the most from that West Coast, giving you a power boost of a jolt after your breakfast toast to bring you through that plateau and give you a spike in that day low. I want you to have a phenomenal day. Out.